This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Chelsea Clinton is in the headlines this month. Last week, she spoke at an event in New York City for Google's pledge of $50 million to close the gender gap in the tech industry. And there's been talk of her salary as a special correspondent for NBC, reportedly $600,000 annually. This week, though, she's in Denver, Colorado for something called Clinton Global Initiative America, and she's been hosting conversations about getting women and girls to engage with careers in science, tech, engineering, and mathematics, aka STEM. Chelsea Clinton, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ben.
What do you think is the biggest barrier to gender equality in STEM jobs?
One actually starts in middle school. So we know that girls in first, second, and third grade are just as interested in math and science as boys and perform just as well, if not better. And increasingly, research is saying that teachers call on girls less than they call on boys in math and science classes.
Even female teachers, right?
Yeah, even female teachers, which sends an invisible but insidious signal that girls' answers aren't as valued as boys.
Well, how do you think the sort of status quo is impacting society as a whole?
Well, I think it's a big deal for a few reasons. You know, one, we've seen in other areas like medicine that, you know, patients are more willing to go to a female doctor, for example, if they themselves are women. And we know that research now accounts for the different ways in which women and minorities at times react to medicines
Sure.
than just kind of the average white male. And so that medicine itself has improved and our public health has improved. You know, if we think about computer science, I think it would be hard to argue we wouldn't see kind of similar transformations in the STEM field.
I can remember growing up and playing with Legos and Tinker Toys and a starter chemist set.
I had all those things too, by the way.
Good. Well, it does make me think about how boys and girls are marketed to differently.
I think about this all the time, Ben, particularly now that Mark and I are expecting our first child. And I'm really lucky because I had parents who gave me, yes, like the Legos and the Tinker Toys and a Commodore computer in 1987 via Santa Claus.
Nice.
And although now I'm not technically in a STEM career, I am one of those people for whom STEM enables my career and work with the Clinton Foundation or my academic work in public health and international relations.
One of the big issues when it comes to women in the workplace is their earning power, I think, as compared to men. In recent weeks, your own salary has come under a bit of scrutiny. Do you think the scrutiny of your salary has to do with the fact that you're a woman?
I don't know, honestly, Ben. I think that the real question is, how do we ensure that there are both equal opportunities for women and that that work is valued commensurately? And I think one of the challenges is, you know, we have so many fewer women that those comparisons are still just hard to make. You know, and so even if we look at Sheryl Sandberg or Meg Whitman, we can't allow that to obscure the average. That's also an important point, is to focus on, you know, not only those who are at the management levels, but those who are also at the manager levels and how we kind of tell that story holistically.
Chelsea Clinton, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Ben.